today.
Yes.
Okay. Woo! What is up, everybody? Welcome to Sneaks and Stats. It is episode 44. Who can only be?
Not East.
not it's not Jerry
it's not
East.
It's not Gary.
It's
Gary
not
East.
Jerry North.
Jerry West.
The logo.
44.
One of the greatest NBA players of all time.
And I mean, he's, yeah.
One of the greatest logo. Lakers of all time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Did you know that it's rumored that he recorded a quadruple double in the finals? Because he was in the finals like 8 times.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous. And he supposedly recorded a quadruple double with steals.
I believe it.
I can see that.
But it's not on a stat sheet anywhere.
No, I was just talking about this the other day that like the NBA didn't keep stats or steals and blocks until after the merger with the ABA. Which Should the ABA, been. the whole existence of that league, they kept steals and blocks, and they had the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a very modern league, but yeah. Anyways, episode 44, Jerry West. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Or subscribe to us on YouTube, I should say. Follow us on Instagram, Threads, X, and the TikTok.
Hopefully it'll be here a little longer, because it probably won't.
It might not be. In which case, follow us on Snapchat.
Don't. We're not on there.
I am Julian over here, which means over here.
And I am EJ Sneaker Peteranovich.
Yes, the tennis legend.
That's right.
Tennis great Sneaker Peteranovich.
The U.S. Open champ.
Wow.
I was pretty good at tennis. No, I was not good at tennis.
Carlos Alcaraz got something to say about that.
Alcaraz, yeah. That guy's great.
He's a killer.
Mm-hmm. you have any other 44 numbers?
I'm trying to think. I don't really recall any off the top of my head. Let's see.
I want to know. I would like to know, because we need to have more than one. Athletes that wore... Oh, wow. Oh, no, wait, never mind. Oh, wow. Okay, I got a cool one. Mr. George Gervin.
Oh, duh. Fire. That's a good one.
That guy's a beast.
Danny Ainge. There's actually been a lot of 44s.
Oh, the White Mamba.
Really? Brian Scalabrine?
Brian Scalabrine. Oh, and how can we forget? Probably one of the best 44s. Let's see. You're probably looking at it. Shooter.
McGavin.
He's coming out in Happy Gilmore 2, 2026. Basketball player. I don't want to say the team. You're going to get it right away. He was like shooter before all the shooters came out. Like 44? The number one shooter.
I don't know. Drazen Petrovic? Really? He was 44. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's actually been a lot.
Jason
Williams wore it when he was in Orlando at the end of his career.
Yeah. Mostly known for 55, I think.
Yes. I saw another one that I was like, oh, that's a good one. Oh, Mason Plumlee is actively wearing 44.
Mm.
So there you go.
The Clippies.
On the Clipper News. And there was another good one where I was like, oh, Pete Maravich. Kind of crazy. I didn't realize. I only associated it with Jerry West, but that's kind of like a lot of heavy hitters.
Kind of shameful not to.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Can't forget this legend. Frank Kaminsky.
Oh.
Frank the Tank, baby.
Charlotte Hornets.
Yes, indeed. Anyways.
I would like to bring up something that made me very happy. The Clippers, the Celtics, went up 30 points the other night and lost to the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes, and DeJounte Murray, I believe, scored. He took 44 shots. I don't know how many points
with
he 44, scored.
With 44 points.
44 points, right? Yeah. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Another game winner as well.
Yeah. And 44 shots, though. That's like, I think it's like the fifth most ever.
Yeah.
Or something. It's like, I think it's him, MJ, Kobe, and C-Web have all taken more than that.
Like, yeah, even Kobe's last game, it was 60 points off of how many?
Like 50 shots. Yeah.
But he is getting a little hate for the 44 shots and 44 points, but... In games without Trae Young and just DeJounte, they are 7-3.
That's interesting. I mean, beating the Celtics is beating the Celtics, no matter how many points you score on how many shots.
Yeah, because that's the best team in the East.
Yeah, easily. Yeah, pretty weird that they won, but definitely interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think there hasn't been too many crazy shakeups in the tournament still.
They are barely starting back up again today.
Yeah.
Which is Friday, but for you guys it's Monday. So we'll have some updated standings by the time this comes out.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing too crazy over the last weekend when we missed or we weren't recording, so
yeah. I listened to The Low Post for the first time last night.
Wow.
I enjoyed it very much.
It's good. It's pretty good. It's
Julian's favorite. Shout out Mr. Zachary
Low.
Zachary, don't get too high on yourself. Low. I don't know. But it was Doris Burke was his
guest. Oh, that's a good guest.
And they broke down like the best team's offenses and stuff like that. And it was very informative.
Yeah, he usually has some pretty good informative podcasts. I do get to a point, and it's usually now, it's usually like March, April, where I'm like, I just can't listen to any more basketball podcasts. I'm just going to watch. I'd rather just watch basketball.
Do you ever switch it up? Like, oh, I need a, you know, Zach Lowe and then maybe another one.
I think probably what I'll listen to now keep
your brain fresh
is I probably won't be a basketball, and I mean not directly basketball one, but the Steam Room with EJ or with Ernie JJ. And Chuck.
Oh, Ernie and Chuck. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That one's so funny.
Oh, they're
great.
Don't
do a lot of like sports analysis.
Yeah.
But they usually have good guests, and Chuck's hysterical. So
yeah,
you always get something good there.
Bron and JJ Redick also have a new podcast together, and they break down
everything,
the science of basketball, which is I thought was pretty cool.
I haven't listened to that one in full yet. I do want to check that out because it's like it's kind of crazy to have the access to LeBron's head like that, you know, like mm-hmm. to hear him break down and stuff. So it's gonna be interesting.
The topic that was on their latest episode was JJ Redick was like, I've been wanting to speak to you about this. You guarded this for four finals in a row. How do you guard the Warriors' action off of Draymond's ball handling? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
how he can, you know, how he sets up the play, that action where the shooters like Klay and Steph come off, and I was watching it. It's ridiculous.
It's interesting to bring that up because LeBron was also talking about how he said in the win over the Clippers recently, he's like, no, I'm gonna guard Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anyone else. Like, it's my assignment. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, there was a period where LeBron was getting on all defensive teams and up for, like, Defensive Player of the Year. And that kind of came and went. And I don't even think it's necessarily that he's a bad defender.
Yeah.
I just think often he's not necessarily
committed.
He's not necessarily committed and he's not necessarily tasked with guarding the other team's best player.
Yeah, I think he's focused on what will win me the game for that specific game. And if it's defense, it'll be, you know, then he said, I'll guard Kawhi. If it's like, I need to create for somebody, right? Then it's that.
Well,
or if I need to take over.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, like when JJ asked him about like how he did it against the Warriors, it's not even like realistically you could expect LeBron to do that because he'd have to be chasing, like he'd be expending so much energy chasing around Steph or
yeah, good luck.
Even KD. You know, it was different. It was...
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
I also brought up that stat before. The only two players had to have averaged 30 points and also been on the first team all defense more than once. There's only three people. Jordan, Kobe, D-Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, I feel like LeBron has only led the league in scoring like a handful of times, which is, you know, no easy feat, but it was some good competition.
Yeah. He's also said, I mean, every great player has said, if I really wanted to, I could do that every year.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He did it, I think, just the one time in 2008.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely, I mean, if he wanted to, he could have scored more. I mean, he almost did it, remember, a few years ago. He had, like, 30 points. So, crazy.
I mean, he's always been hovering around 24 to 27 points, right?
Yeah.
His whole career.
Pretty much,
he doesn't necessarily need to be at 30.
No, he doesn't need to be at 30 for any season in particular.
Our friend Draymond Green got ejected again.
And this time within 5 minutes of gameplay.
Yes.
So
in the first quarter. Come on, dude.
That's nuts.
And he was saying something about, like, I gotta be better at that. I gotta watch what I say. But how many times are you going to have to say that?
How many times does he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Where he does something awful and then he goes to his podcast to, like, apologize.
It's like he needs the topic.
Yeah, right. Hey, generating some buzz for the podcast. Mm-hmm.
So close to the end of the season. You're in a battle now with the Rockets. It's actually taking a toll on Steph. You can see how emotional he gets.
Yeah, he was through all this pissed. Stuff. He was, like, just overwhelmed.
He looked overwhelmed, yeah, that night. And...
and then he, I don't know if you saw this, but Steph, so yeah, he had that clip of him like with his head in his hands and just being upset right after Draymond got ejected.
Yeah.
But then they ended up winning the game,
mm-hmm.
and he kicked over a row of seats,
yeah,
like for the coaches and stuff. They won and he just went coom, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have never seen Steph like that.
That pissed, yeah. There's also a picture of Steph greeting Draymond in the locker room after the win, and Draymond is looking at Steph like this, like yeah, you put him asleep. If you're Steph, I'd kind of be upset.
I'd be like,
bro, you should have been in this
we
game.
We should have put them to sleep. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as long as Steph wants Draymond on the team,
mm-hmm.
Draymond will be on the team.
Exactly.
It's not gonna, nothing's going to change.
He calls the shots.
Yeah.
But
he is the franchise.
But you can imagine the frustration throughout that whole franchise from top to bottom. It's just... just calm
it's just,
down.
It's just, you got to be tired
calm
of
down.
It.
Calm down.
I am kind of glad, though. Like, he got it for barking at the ref, and it was about a foul that Andrew Wiggins committed. It wasn't even like it was something he did. But
he
it's
just
like,
wouldn't be quiet about it.
Every time I watch a game on national TV, my wife's like, why does he get to yell at the refs?
Yeah.
Like, how come they're not getting, like, giving him a technical? I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Jason Tatum claps after a bad call. And he gets a technical, but Draymond can run up to the ref and be like, maybe he's not even saying anything bad, but just he's demonstrative about it. Like,
and
no one seems to care.
Yeah. And the way he's doing it is very, yeah, demonstrative. And also last night you can tell that the language was not what you typically would say to any
bad.
Ref.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think that's what's the most frustrating about refereeing in the NBA. And you know, I feel like in the last few years, I've watched a lot more football than I have in my entire life, and
yeah.
Maybe I'm just seeing it through, like, rose-tinted lenses, but it seems like the NFL is called, like, very consistently, because I feel like that NFL rulebook pretty much has a case for, like, everything.
Yeah.
And just the nature of the game, football is, there's not as much creativity or freedom as I think you have in a basketball play, where anything can happen, and there might not be a rule necessarily for that.
Yeah.
But I think the refereeing in the NBA is just so inconsistent, and especially with the technical fouls,
I
feel like, in particular, where, like we just brought up right now, like, why can Tatum get a tech when he just claps, but Draymond can do this, or, you know, Chris Paul can, like, I just wish, like, if you just call it, like...
consistency.
Call if you want to call Jason Tatum clapping, call everyone clapping. Like,
mm-hmm.
Give texts, give a bunch of texts. Mm-hmm. I don't really care if you give a ton of texts.
Yeah.
I just want it to be consistent, and same with the actual plays, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if this is a foul one night, it should be a foul the next night.
And it's gotta be called even all across. Like, were you in a bad mood that night, ref, or something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or do you not personally like this player? I turned back to the NFL. All these types of fouls or infractions fall under unsportsmanlike conduct, and which will get you 10 to 15 yards. But in the NFL, there's a lot of room before they call that.
Yeah.
If you notice.
Yeah.
Like, they can bark at the ref all up until they make that call. And I would even say maybe 80 to 90% of the time you're not going to get it, unless you really are taunting another player or you took off your helmet to speak to the ref. Then they'll call that.
Yeah.
As opposed to NBA, like you said, the littlest thing, they slam the ball on the ground, mad at themselves, they'll think, oh, okay, he's mad at me.
Yeah.
That's a tech.
It's crazy to me, man. Some of the power trip that these refs go on sometimes.
That's what I was going to bring up. Do you think it's like a power thing too, maybe a little
bit? I think so, because they talk about it even. They talk about, like, you know, they have these last 2 minute reports, but then when there's clearly something that's like, was completely called the wrong way.
Yeah.
Sometimes the last 2 minute report will be like, nope, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing wrong. Like, it's just like this weird thing to prop the refs up, where, like, I get that the players need to respect the refs, but that's what I think the technical foul should do. Don't you've allowed someone like Draymond for 10, 12 years to just say whatever he wants to the refs, more or less, or at least in whatever manner he wants.
Yeah.
So how is anyone supposed to respect that?
Like, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, same, I don't know.
There's also that situation with Kelly Oubre, almost the same with Draymond last night.
That's pretty bad.
But in that case, the refs did miss a bad call, missed the call that was a foul for sure, too.
I felt like it wasn't a foul. I felt like they, Paul George, I think it was, went straight up.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could at least see it being not called a foul.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was, like, outrageous, but
right.
Kelly Oubre and Nick Nurse both thought differently.
Yeah, so that's definitely been an issue in the NBA. Every season there's always a complaint about it, you know. But this, I feel like it's kind of heightened.
It's just getting crazy.
Yeah.
The refs shouldn't be. They should just be there to officiate. It shouldn't be like.
Yeah. Real quick too, before we move on to some kickaroos. How do you feel about the whole betting situation now? That's going on. It's becoming something of an issue also.
Yes, it's becoming a big issue. They're investigating a Raptors player for...
I did not know it was Michael Porter's brother.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That's interesting.
He posted about it, that's why.
I forgot he has a podcast too. Everyone's got podcasts. We get a podcast and all of a sudden everyone's got to get one.
It's not ours, but...
I think the betting thing's getting out of hand. And I don't know. Look, if the United States government wants to make betting legal in the forms that it is, I know California had a big vote last year that turned down a proposition to institute like traditional sports betting, where you can go to a bookie and place bets like you would in Vegas. You can still do the games. I can't remember exactly what they call it, but like the Pick'em games, you know.
There's like Prize Picks, better underdog.
Stuff where they're considered games and not betting, because even though you wager money, it's an odd line.
California found a way. People found a way around it.
Yeah, so exactly.
You bet the over under on players' stats.
Which is different. You can't just bet in California this team's going to win the game straight or up. The championship. But these strategic betting games or sports games. And I think if the states want that to be legal, then there's not a lot that the sports leagues can do. Mm-hmm. But it is a little weird that, like, the broadcasters, and again, it's not technically the NBA, it's TNT and it's ESPN that are making these ad deals. But it's a little jarring to me when the broadcasters in the middle of the game are like, oh, this is the line for this game right now. This is the updated line. And I also just don't really care, I guess.
I mean, if you can put it aside, but I hate that it's part of the broadcast now. On FanDuel, when they put a game on, it shows the it shows the over under, shows the money line, whatever. Kind of takes away from the game, I think, you know. And then the players are starting to complain, like, I feel like I'm just a prop bet. I feel like I'm just this. I get it. It adds to what the people say to you in the crowd, but it's like it's causing the people to say certain things and
act
different towards the player, towards these athletes, I think.
I think that's probably a vocal minority, you know?
Yeah.
There is obviously a lot of people betting, but, you know, most of the sports fans I know aren't sports fans because of the money they can make off of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the worry is what's happening with the guy in the Raptors with Michael Porter's
brother. Was he betting on him himself?
The rumor, they're investigating him because there would be significant surges in prop bets for him, his like over-unders on games where he ended up only playing a handful of minutes or he knew he wasn't going to play that much. So they're investigating him because it seemed, just on the surface level, you would think like, oh, it kind of seems like you're in on it when we have this huge surge of bets for you. And it's not like, he's riding the bench, you know? It's not like he's playing significant minutes every night. So
exactly.
When you can kind of, I feel like you can calculate that a little bit more.
Oh, for sure.
So that's what the risk, I think, is that, you know, you don't want another Pete Rose situation.
And yeah.
Stuff like that, it just kind of taints the integrity of the game.
Of the game, for sure.
So that's where I'm worried. I think in general, there's too much advertising in sports. Like, when they put the ads on the jerseys, I was pissed. I was like, this is not NASCAR. Like, I know soccer leagues do it, and, you know, that's the beautiful game and stuff. But, come on, man. Like, they're the only sports... The NBA is, as far as I know, is the only league of the big four North American sports leagues that has ads on the jerseys.
Baseball just started doing it this year, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, Dodgers have a G for the... I think it's for the Guggenheim Group. Not necessarily a brand or company, but it's the... It's Magic's... It's Magic's company that bought the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But that's on the sleeve now, too, so...
That's weird. Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
There's just so much advertising everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, do we really need it on the jersey?
I agree with you, bro. It really is. The fact that they put just like the graphic on the court now.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Gives them the opportunity to put mini graphics on there now.
And we talked about it. It caused a change in the game because the Lakers had their Hollywood Knights jerseys that they were wearing during the in-season tournament. And they told them you can't wear it anymore because it's interfering with the ads that we're like digitally adding to the court.
See, it's affecting the game. It's affecting the game. May it be a little aspect of the game, yes, but it's these little things that fans love. Like, you know, we love these. We like those jerseys. I want to see them play in those.
And you're advertising to me during free throws and ESPN especially. They'll come back from advertisements and the game will miss the play.
Yeah,
like. That's ridiculous, like, to have that. I just think it's ridiculous and greedy, and I just think it's stupid.
I miss when it was, if they keep them under 100 points, everybody gets Jack in the Box tacos. And that was the only one.
Do that.
And I love that one.
Yeah, that one's good. I'll take the free tacos.
I'll take that advertisement.
Let's talk about some shoes, shall we?
Let's not get heated, man. Let's get into some kickers.
Let's not get heated. Let's get feeded.
In our seats.
Let everyone get seated. Sit down.
Get seated. We get ready for some heat under feeded. I don't know. We don't rhyme.
No. It's a crime. Let's do some new releases.
Okay.
First up, Adidas SL72RS, which you may recall.
Just a couple episodes ago.
A few episodes ago from a little collaboration with the Bob Marley Estate.
That's right.
But Adidas has done... I think those were pretty successful, that Bob Marley release of this model. So they've done an updated colorways, a color pattern release. And it's all kind of these vibrant colors. There is kind of a gray-black pair, but they have this blue pair, a bright green pair, a yellow pair, red, and then black, like I mentioned. So pretty simple, good color blocking, I think.
Wonderful. I mean, we both loved the silhouette. The color blocking is great. I like the crumpled, almost, what would you even call that material on the tongue? You see that?
Yeah, it looks really thick.
It's like knit, almost. Almost knit, but like, almost like the material's raised a little bit. Yeah, almost like a wall.
Yeah, it's thick.
Right?
Yeah. Cool use of materials.
Yes, and the different shades of blue with different materials is also perfectly put on the shoe. And then we love the sole of that shoe.
Yeah, I really like the sole, and it looks like, compared to some other Adidas, you get like a lot of support in the back there, the heel. But yeah, it's cool shoe. They're out right now, $100 on Adidas' website right now, so something to keep your eye on, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. How much is it?
$100.
Oh, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, not a bad price.
And very useful for any type of event.
Yeah, I think you could wear this a number of different ways, and you know, with the different colorways, you can really... hone it in on what outfit you want to wear.
Yeah.
But yeah, this model, I think it's grown on me. The Bob Marley pair was really cool, but seeing it just kind of some standard colorways, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
I like it.
We like it. Do you like it? We like it.
This is the Dodger colorway.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Kind of.
A little red,
though. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
They have red.
All right, next up, a pair you sent me. A pair I've been really looking forward to the release. I wish it was...
When the moon... Nah, is that Italian?
That's the last pair we're doing. That is Italian.
That is Italian, okay.
No, next up we got the Nike SB... Oh, I lied. It is When the Moon Hits Your Eye.
Yeah. These are When the Moon Hits Your Eyes.
These are the Big Pizza Pies.
Big Pizza.
The Kobe 6 Italian Camo.
Man, now that's amore. Enough of that.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. The Italian camo Kobe 6, influenced by Kobe's dad and, his family, really, living in Italy. And
yes.
His dad playing in the Italy League.
Yes, his whole family moved to Italy. He was only 6 when they moved.
Mm-hmm.
They moved back to Philly when he was 13. So he was there for a while.
He was there for a bit.
Just learned to speak Italian, he kept with him, mm-hmm. you know, throughout his entire life.
That's right. Ate some prosciutto.
He probably
for a good amount of time. And I believe he only wore this shoe once.
He did not. This is a re-release.
Yes, he did not wear it in the season. I believe he wore it to like a camp or like a poser. I mean, that makes sense. Not necessarily a Laker colorway, but I think people will kind of gravitate towards this a little more just because he did wear it only once. It was kind of like a special.
It is type of thing. Very special.
I know you specifically like this colorway a lot. I also do like this colorway.
Yeah, this is a very cool colorway. Very. The red is just so different, you know, with like anything camo, but
makes it pop though.
That makes it Italian.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's very well done. Very exciting that they're re-releasing. April 13th is the estimated date right now.
Mm-hmm.
$190. I would imagine these are probably going to release through sneakers.
It's just not on there yet.
Yeah, according to Sneaker Bar Detroit, it was Nike.com, which I can't imagine they're just going to be. It's got to be. If it's going to be through Nike, it's going to be through sneakers. But it also said select stores, so
it'll
maybe
be
a retail release. But I would imagine mainly sneakers.
It's going to be mainly sneakers for sure. And also coming out with Kobe 8 Venice Beach, yes. Which is also a re-release.
Also super a sick. Crazy cool colorway. And a cool nod to like a big basketball hotspot for in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never played there.
I have never played there either.
I've watched though. Yeah.
Mainly because I was intimidated. I was like in high school and I was like,
everybody's dunking.
I want to play. Yeah, exactly. I saw someone dunk. I'm like, I'm not going to play.
That's pretty much where people go to show off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I think Julian will be going for this guy and I will be going for the Venice Beach. So good luck.
Don't tell me what to do.
To both of us. I know what you're doing. I hacked your phone.
Where is Italy?
Size 9.
Who is
Where's Italy?
Size 9.
But a beautiful pair.
Very, very cool pair.
To add to the collection.
We'll see. I'll try and go for these probably, but you never know.
Yeah, we'll see.
This next pair, though, is one that you sent me that I'm like, oh, man, these are so tight.
Okay.
The Nike SB Dunk, mm-hmm. Big Money Savings, a.k.a. the Live, Laugh, Loves.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of you had that in your living room.
Right, or maybe now. In your bathroom.
Or your bathroom. That's kitchen where,
that's
works,
where I
too.
Live, laugh, and love.
And paying a tribute to the Live, Laugh, and Love.
Like home decor.
Home decor.
Theme.
I'm sure if you go to Home Goods, Marshalls, you'll see all that stuff.
Even this like print here. In the midsole, it looks like kind of like a mirror,
some type of frame.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The knit, the rope lace, all has materials of like of what that art decor would look like.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has flowers and
you
know, it looks kind of like a.
I think it's a really
beach house.
Yeah, it kind of has that beach house vibe. I think it's a really cool pair.
It's beautiful, bro.
They're SBs, so they won't be in my size. So sucks to suck, I guess. But yeah, they're really cool. I really like this pair.
Great colors, 5 million materials on it.
Yeah, right? Almost like, straight up looks like a sock up here.
Yeah, seriously. Beautifully designed. I love the Tiffany blue on the tongue.
Yep, and the...
And on the bottom.
The sole kind of has... It's got like the...
Speckled.
The speckled blue in
almost
it,
like
though.
Like cement, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and crazy. I wonder if this will be... I mean, it looks like it. If it'll be raised, like if you can feel the grooves and stuff.
It does look...
Crazy.
Is it embossed? Is that what you would call that?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm not smart, so I don't know.
And then it looks like the check is cracked, which is kind of cool too.
It's a cool pair. It's like really cool.
There's some SBs where I'm like, It looks like they spent extra time.
Yes,
on it. Like this one, look how much things are on it.
Someone had an idea, and they're like, "I'm gonna make this work." Mm-hmm. According to Nice Kicks, these are going to be releasing in April. No exact date yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as I was reading, $125 is the estimated price right now. Mm-hmm. And they will also come with blue and red rope laces.
Blue and red?
That is what I have seen. I don't know how I feel about that. I like the laces that
I'm gonna
are on
to
there
see
now.
It.
The blue does kind of match the blues that are on there, but okay. The red is a little
I can see why they. Odd. I can see why they added the red, because that would be the contrast.
Yeah.
From all the neutrals yeah. on there, you know. I don't know if I will be going for it. I do love it, though. Good shoe.
If it was in my size, I would be very tempted. Sure. Again, these will probably be releasing through sneakers, and I would imagine
and your
skate
local
shops.
Skate shop.
Yep.
So check in with them. They all do different types of raffles nowadays. So, like, the one near us, what they do is...
Shout out Transport
and RB. He puts out an IG story and basically, oh, here, you got to send an email, put your size. And sometimes if it's a really limited pair, he'll do a, you'll answer this trivia question. And if you have it right, you'll be
that's
into
cool.
it. Yeah, which is pretty fine. Cool. Just to make it more of like a raffle to get, for people to get them. But April
got a lot of
is a crazy month for shoes.
Yeah.
As you can see, these three are all... This is going to be this month, or in April, along with a lot of other shoes that we're not saying.
Like the Venice Beach Kobe 8s
we mentioned.
The Venice
Beach, yeah. There's a bunch of Jordans coming out. I believe one of the Travis's is coming out. The Jumpman Jack is coming out.
Coming out soon.
So get your wallets ready, folks.
Hopefully you've been saving.
I know.
Through the winter or the spring.
Because we have not. I have not.
I don't know. Well, that's it for new releases.
Yeah.
Which means...
We're back.
It's time to turn around every
and
now and then.
And I get a little...
Bright Eyes.
Is that what they sang it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good name drop. I didn't know that.
No,
oh,
the song,
another song
is Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who sings it.
I don't know who sings it either.
But
that's a great song.
Classic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's tourney time. Copper Drop Tourney. Here's the updated bracket. We made some executive decisions on our Tide pairs, so it's completely updated and ready for round two.
Yeah, shout out to all the people who commented and reached out to us to say that they loved the old school Vans or the Samba, right? Or no, the Clyde. Sorry, the Puma.
We had a lot of good response on that.
Yeah,
that was kind of a. Little debate.
There was a huge debate. There's some people, oh, like, it's Puma all the way, you know? Or some people like, oh, that's the Vans all the way.
Yeah, it was like no contest for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which was, it was cool. It was fun to see all that. So keep it up.
Yeah, so thank you guys for those comments. We love to see it. We also like to know what you guys are into. So go ahead and comment down below for this one as well.
Shall we get into it,
It's getting down to the nitty gritty. It's only gonna get tougher from here on.
Yes, it's gonna be brutal.
It's already brutal.
Let's jump right in then.
Let's do it. What's the first
corduroy dunk up top going against the CB94?
Okay, I love you, Charles, but not the color that I would specifically want on that shoe. I love the shoe.
There's some very cool colors for. A lot of Charles's shoes that are really hard to get. Like the re-releases they've done for this pair recently have not been like the colors that I would personally
the black
go
pair?
For. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the with the purple.
Yeah. Anything with a little bit of orange on it would be the one that I would go for.
Same.
So they've mostly done the white and purple or black and purple.
Uh-huh.
But
there's also like a crazy brown looking thing that just came out.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my flavor, but I'm going to have to go with the Dunk, man.
I think I am too, which feels crazy because we both love Charles's shoes.
And it's an old school shoe.
This Dunk has really grown on me to the point where I'm like, maybe I'll just get that.
I think you should, bro. I mean, Julian is in the Dunk market.
Shut up.
Right
don't
now.
Know
what to do. Yeah. You know.
I have a surprise. I've been wearing them the whole time. Can you imagine you just never noticed?
I'd always notice. But, it's got to be the Dunk.
I think probably for both of us, it's the materials. You're wearing the corduroy hat right now, so I do think it's just those materials are so cool. It's not something you'd see a lot. And it makes me feel British.
British and also...
That was good.
I felt that they could have, with the amount of design, like the tweed and the plaid and the amount in there of that they used of that in there could have easily been bad. Like,
yeah, I think so.
But it's so evenly distributed, I think, right?
You know what I do wonder about that shoe? Is it really hot?
Is my foot going to sweat? No, I don't.
My feet always sweat, so we're good.
It looks, just the materials alone, it looks like it will be cushioned.
You will be protected.
Yeah. And I don't think we talk enough about the midsole and the sole. That weird color of almost like a caramel brown is awesome.
Yeah, the sole is really, I think, helps tie it all together. Mm-hmm. And having the midsole be, I think, cream.
Almost like a cream, yeah.
I think helps as well.
They're catching on. They're like, hey, everybody likes that off-white midsole. Yes. Let's do that to every shoe.
What's with this off-white I hear about all the time? I don't know. I do think if it was a different pair of Charles. These are a great pair for mm-hmm. Charles, but if it was a different pair, there's in that episode 8, I believe.
Yeah.
There's some good ones. There's like some pairs where I'm like, man, these shoes are crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, those corduroy dunks just... There's a special place in my heart for them.
I will say it might be who they're matched up with, but I will be honest, I did not expect them to go this far.
No, I did not. I kind of thought when we had to separate six pairs and push them, we're like, oh, these are the pairs we really like. We'll just push them to the second round.
Yeah.
I thought all of them were going to win. So having the first one in the Charles, which was not a part of last week's Copper Drop tournament, having that make it or be eliminated in the first round.
Yeah.
That it participates in.
Here's our first Cinderella story.
I think next pair we need to do it American Idol style. The pair I will choose. Dun, 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 dun. We will announce right after this break.
After this break, yeah. Thank you, Julian Seacrest.
Yep, that's what they call me. all right, corduroy dunk moving along.
Moving on to the next round.
Keep on trucking that corduroy dunk.
I love you, Chuck.
Next up, the superstar. Versus the Mellow.
Interesting.
The Mellow 0.03 down there in the crazy Nickelodeon colors.
Yeah. Nickelodeon, that's true. It looks like...
I mean, no orange, but it does look like slime.
If Slimer from the Ghostbusters had a
shoe. It's Slimer. It's a Slimer shoe, yeah.
Yeah. I was also very surprised at how far the LaMelo went.
This was a pair we were tied on, and you had picked the LaMelo, so I pushed it along for us,
okay.
Executive decision style.
Thank you. What's his name?
Russell Simmons.
Adam Silver. But in this case, I'm going to have to go with the old school. I'm going to go with the Shelto for my collection.
I am right there with you as well.
Yeah.
I love the Superstar. I think it's a super classic shoe. And it makes me want to rock a rhyme right on time.
I think in this matchup, the history holds most of the weight for me.
Yes.
As much as I like this shoe, that is obviously, in this matchup again, this is more versatile. I love the history of it. I also love this shoe. I love crazy colorways and... really nice looking. Also, the new basketball shoes in this era, but in this case, I'm gonna have to go with the.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Soup stars.
I love soup. Chicken.
You're going with the superstar as well?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick the superstar as well. It's just too, like you said, too classic. There's all the history behind it, and just kind of an iconic silhouette. So
that pair specifically too.
Yeah, white and black on the superstar.
It's a Chuck. It's a
Vans. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's a superstar.
That actually worked out better than I thought.
Yeah. So moving on.
All right, superstar moves on.
That's right.
Next up.
No disrespect.
No contest. No disrespect.
This is kind of a blowout.
Yeah.
I'm going for the Dawn.
The Dawn issue 5 is. A great shoe.
It's beautiful. I like it.
But the reverse Grinch is just...
That's... Dude, come on. I mean...
It's on another level.
That's... Yeah, that's not fair.
And I think, too, kind of not that there's a ton of history with the reverse Grinch, but just what it means. Like, this was like one of the first Kobes that was released since his passing. So
yeah,
besides the halos, so yeah. There's like a lot of meaning behind it.
A lot of meaning, especially. I mean, obviously for us, we're huge Kobe and Laker fans, but I remember, which we spoke about briefly. AD wore this for the first time ever during one of the Christmas games, mm-hmm. and everyone said, "What is that?" And it was not supposed to be mass-produced for the public. It was almost like just a PE yeah. for him, and the following for the shoe was just too huge. So everybody went insane, including me. I was like, "I want that." Nike caught on and was like, "Let's release that pair." So as you can see, they're all over the place now. During the after that release, we both went for it and missed on them,
yes,
which
we
is
did.
A very painful day. But that one is gonna have to move on to the next round.
Yeah, there's some cool history behind it there with the being like an AD PE originally. So mm-hmm. definitely, if you add it all up, it's gotta move on.
Yeah,
so.
And you see them almost at least once a day. If there's a bunch of NBA games, you
know yeah, I mean? Pretty much.
So
yeah,
you'll
yeah.
see one
a
player,
lot of players have them
at least wearing them.
Christian Brown on the Nuggets always wears.
Oh, you saw?
He wears. I think the original Grinch a lot, but mm-hmm. I think he has been wearing these too.
You're like, hey man, you're a Nugget. Just kidding.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right, Kobe 6 reverse Grinches.
Moving on.
Moving it along. Sorry, Don issue.
That's okay. We like you still.
Do you want some Don tissues?
For your issues?
Yeah. All right, next up. Now, I saw this one when I was putting this together, and I was like, This is
the first toughie.
This is like a real, I think, tough one.
This is super tough.
Because, I mean, the Jordan 9, such a cool pair. But the AE1, man.
I know.
It is like, it's so nice.
They just released pictures of the new colorway. Have you seen it?
I saw one on Adidas' website actually yesterday. It's like all peach or like all red, kind of.
Oh, there's that one.
Yeah.
But there's also a new one coming out in, what's it called, to represent the real Ant-Man from Marvel.
Oh, I saw that was a custom. That was a custom made.
So it's like black and
yeah,
red.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, and it had one of the little Ant-Man, like he throws those discs to
and
like
it's on the
yeah,
tongue.
Yeah, those are cool. Very cool custom pair.
I was waiting for them to do that Thank God that customizer did that.
Yeah.
But in this case, oh man, this is tough.
This is a really hard one. And I actually think looking at them side by side, they're kind of similarly yeah. bodied shoes.
Mm-hmm. A little taller.
Yeah. But kind of a similar vibe, I thought.
Yeah. And obviously different technologies in them. One being new and one being old. This is tough. For me, this is like, what it's about is the shape in history versus the new guy.
Yeah.
You know, with a new look that is also the new thing. I'm going to have you go first this time. I'm having a hard time with this one.
Oh, dang. I was hoping you. I guess, so here's the thing is that if they did like a re-release of the...
This one?
The Space Jam Jordan 9. I'd probably would try and go for that.
Yeah.
I think it's a very cool shoe
yeah.
with lots of history. I love Space Jam.
Versatile shoe.
Yeah. But I think if I'm going with my heart here, in this context right now, I'd probably have to pick the AE1.
Mm. I'm going to go that way too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was leaning towards the 9 because I love that 9. I've never owned that specific 9. I have a huge love for this new model.
Yeah, I don't know
something
what
about
it. Yeah, there's something about it where I'm just. It looks tough. It looks sleek though.
It,
like
it's a mix of all of that.
It's got a lot going on for it.
That specific colorway, like that orangey yellow, mm-hmm. is
great.
Fire.
I've loved all the colorways they've done.
Same.
Yeah.
So, no disrespect to the Jordan 9, but the AE1.
Wow.
Ant-Man.
I did not think that was
Ant-Man.
Going to happen.
And I was going to go this way too.
And also, yeah, like you said, Anthony Edwards is a killer.
He's dog.
He is.
He has the canine in his body.
There is dogs inside him. Call the pound.
Call the pound now.
Right now.
dang, so the AE1?
AE1.
Moving along.
Moving along. Adidas is doing pretty well.
They're
for
killing
themselves.
It. They're doing good.
All right, next up.
I already, Julian, don't give me your answer.
What do you mean?
Okay, so Julian is picking the Terminator.
True.
Yeah.
I have a sad story to tell very quickly. The Terminator, the lows of this.
Sold out.
They came back in stock. They were sold out, and I was like, oh, that's a bummer. But I happened to check, and they were back in stock, and I went to try and get them one night, and I had a Nike gift card for like $50. I'm like, oh, I'll use this. Perfect.
Cool. Yeah.
The gift card wasn't I wasn't sure if it was working or not. I was doing it on my phone, and just nothing happened. I would type it in, and then it would just disappear. But it didn't say like anything was wrong or anything. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try tomorrow. They sold out. The shoe sold out.
Dang.
In my size, and it was a restock too.
But the gift card, because the gift card wasn't working.
So I did figure out that the gift card, there's something wrong.
Uh huh.
So I'm gonna try and figure that out. But
that's so annoying.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
So you
no.
actually did go for them already?
I was gonna buy them. Yeah, because I had my eyes on them.
The low of that.
The low of this, and then they went out in my size, and then they had a restock in my size, and they're gone again.
That's almost a shoe horror story.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
That's one of your first ones, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
That is painful. And then to see them sold out after is extra painful.
I was like, what?
Well, maybe the shoe gods wanted you to get another pair.
I think I will end up getting the waffle dunk now, but...
Those are...
I really like those, and now I'm angry and I'm spiteful and I want a new pair of shoes to make me feel better.
That's right.
Anyways, what are your thoughts on these pairs?
That'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
In this case, this is a battle of old school versus old school.
Classic, and then
classic
just
versus
old school.
Classic versus.
I don't know if I would classify them. I love them, but I don't know if they're classics. The Terminators.
I'm gonna go with the Terminator as well.
Whoo! Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it holds more of an impact for me, especially in terms of the sneaker world and sports.
That's fair.
The Vans old school will always hold a special place as the staple, like LA.
Gotta have a pair.
/slipper/anything shoe.
Yeah.
So, again, no disrespect to that, but Mr. Terminator.
Mr. Schwarzenegger.
You'll be back.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay. The Georgetown Terminator.
We're 4 for 4, I think.
We're simpatico, dude.
Simpatico.
All right, yeah, Terminator's moving along. See ya, old school. It was nice knowing you.
I love you.
I'll never forget you.
I love you, please.
All right, next up. Ooh, that's a fun one.
I'm only going to choose the Grinch so it can go up against the reverse Grinch.
No, in the finals?
In the finals,
they're on opposite ends of the bracket.
And then when that matchup comes up, our episode ends. Find out next episode.
We pick... Just cut it right there.
Just cut it. Yeah. You want to go ahead?
Oh, I was going to ask you, because I know you've mentioned this before, because this was the Stussy Collab?
Social Status.
Social Status Collab. On the Penny.
Yeah.
If this was in the original colorway...
Great question.
...that you really love, how would that change things?
So if that was one of the two that I'm thinking of, which is... Crazy you brought up that question because I was thinking the exact same thing. If it was definitely one of the OG colorways, I would definitely have a harder time. I wouldn't know. Just because that was my first favorite player, one of my first favorite shoes.
Yeah.
This is obviously in the holy grail of shoes, I think. So in that case, I'm going to have to choose the Grinch.
Yeah.
But do I like this colorway? I'd love it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Grinch as well. But the Penny... Definitely a very close second, even though I feel like we both pretty easily picked the Grinch.
Yeah.
The Penny probably would have won against a number of other shoes we just...
Maybe some of the winners, too.
Did.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I think so.
Like you said, if any of those two colors that I was thinking of, the white with the blue or the black with the white, were on there...
Yes.
That would be a tough choice.
A toughie, as it were.
But I will leave that to another day.
For another copper drop.
Yeah. So, Mr. Grinch...
You're a mean one.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
But you're moving along.
But you're moving along, yeah.
All right. Grinchy's advance.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here.
Oh.
Dusty Olive going up against the Asics.
Another
Joe Kiana 30.
Yeah, another Cinderella that is making it.
Yale.
Making it. Yale. Duquesne. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, okay. Good job.
But this is a case of do you love the dunk or do you want a running shoe? I think, right?
I mean, pretty much these are in two different stratospheres. They're in like.
Yeah.
Completely different worlds, and mm-hmm. you would never use one for the other. So it's an interesting. The ones that we've had where it's like really random pairs of shoes up against each other, mm-hmm. it's made it interesting because you really have to think about like what you want.
Yeah, I go into like, okay, am I wearing this when I go out, you know, yeah. or to work, or if I go out just for lunch or something? I'm gonna have to go with the Dunk. That's the Olives.
I think if the Asics was in a different color, like if it was just like a black or something,
something more casual,
it might have been. I might have taken it because you know that is. I love having just like a beater pair. Where like
that's that
something nice, like anything kind of a little bit nicer. I'm gonna want to keep it nicer, but mm-hmm. like my Chucks or like my Adidas Dailies, they call them. Like mm-hmm. those are just kind of. I wear them to do whatever. And okay, this would exactly. be a similar pair, I think.
So. Yeah, this would fall under the, you know, the old schools. Obviously a different type of shoe. But yeah. like something I could just throw on real quick.
Just throw on. Oh, yeah.
And your feet will be taken care of because Asics are beautiful.
Yes. But I think I'll go with the Dusty Olive as well.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, cool colorway. And I think just something between the two, I would probably wear this more. Mm-hmm. Between these exact two. But...
And this shoe has gone through some stuff. It's gone up against the Anthracite. It's gone up against, you know, other dunks and hasn't really, you know, had an up and down season.
Yeah, it's had an up and down season. So, but it's here.
And it's moving on.
It's moving on, that's baby. Right. And I think we got at least one more here.
Okay.
Yes, this is the last one.
Wow.
And this
Why would you do that?
This is a pretty good one to end on.
This is crazy. Oh my gosh.
Puma Suede up top going against the OG Nike Airship.
Okay. I'm going to need a sec. You go ahead.
We'll be right back after. this is tough because, you know, the Puma, the Clydes have a lot of history. We talked about it last week. Clyde's, like, he's awesome. Walt Frazier. But the Airships, it kind of is in the same vein as the Terminators, where it's like there's a lot of history there, and it helped to achieve, you know, the Jordan 1, which that's big. That's really crazy, like to have these shoes exist in kind of this weird space of semi-forgotten, but you helped achieve something really great.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would go with the Airship. Yeah. I love the shape. I love the simplicity of it and the colors. I think I do kind of like the fact that it's a little random. Like you probably aren't going to be seeing a ton of Airships. Not that you actually see a ton of Suedes in LA, but
yeah, you really don't.
No, not so, really.
What's cool about this pair? Justin Timberlake wore this pair during his sneaker shopping episode with Joe LaPuma that aired 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Shout out JT and JLP.
All the J's.
A beautiful shoe. Also a cool thing, when this shoe re-released and got all this hype, when me and Julian started doing this podcast. So kind of a...
history for us.
Kind of a cool history for us. Because if it wasn't re-released and they didn't have like a plan to push this model out, we probably wouldn't even be talking about it, to be honest.
Yeah, there was actually a pair that just released today, the green Aminier Airships, which are
and they sold
very
out
nice.
Very quickly.
I'm sure they did. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go for those, and here we are.
Yeah. No, yeah. No chance. Not even close.
No.
But, yeah, so I'm going to give it the ship. It's flowers and all this stuff. I got to go with the Clyde, man.
Ooh.
Got to go with the Clyde, man. I used to, you know, break dance way back in the day.
He still does.
Obviously, a huge shoe for, like, you know, Rocksteady Crew. You know, I think 70s, 80s, all these, you know, old school hip hop artists. LL Cool J. We used to wear these every color.
He's cool.
He's LL Awesome J.
Sweet.
Sweet J.
Sick J.
Sweet James, the lawyer. So that, I think, was what takes the cake for me.
Wow, okay.
So we split on one today.
We end on a split skis.
This one is going to OTA, guys.
We'll put this one up on Instagram for sure. And
Let
we'll you guys, that. You know, yeah. weigh in. And we'll see how it shakes out next week. I'm definitely going to be curious to see.
All you Puma stans out there who showed up last week.
Hey, let us know.
Speak up again. All you ship stands out there.
If you love ships and boats and yachts.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty, if you're out there. K-Drizzle.
come on.
Well, that's it for round two. So I'll put an updated bracket up for you guys so we can see what's going to be going up in the quarterfinals.
Yes. Please comment down below. Did we get the picks right? Do you guys agree with us? Do you like something that we dropped?
Yeah.
From last week or this week, feel free to
send your brackets, as it were.
If you have one, send your
brackets. If you're able to do it, yeah.
Give us your plea on why one of the drops should have been a cop.
Yes.
That too.
Yeah.
But this has been fun, man.
Very fun.
I'm glad that we put this together. I am very excited but also worried of which shoe I'm going to drop. We're going to drop
next. It's just only going to get tougher from here.
Boy.
But that's it for the Copper Drop Tournament this week. So, like we said, stay tuned. We'll finish it out here mm-hmm. soon. I did want to do just one little heat on feet, and really, it's a cleat on feet.
Okay.
We got Mookie.
Them boys are back in blue.
Them boys are back 7-1 yesterday on opening day. Although they already played,
and the pitcher that they played against. Kind of gave them extra fuel. Did you hear about that?
I have not heard about the beef.
Last week he said, oh, we're not like the Dodgers. We actually have homegrown guys who play hard. We don't play checkbook baseball.
That's kind of crazy to say, and it's not necessarily wrong. It isn't. You're right. They went out and they got a bunch of guys with the checkbook. But also the Dodgers the last like decade have been churning out these crazy homegrown talents. So
CT3.
Yes.
Will Smith.
Yes.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Seager, but he's not with us anymore, but we brought him up.
Exactly. All the guys that left, like...
Yeah. Also, if you had the right... The Cardinals had the right checkbook, they would be in our spot, but you don't. That's not our fault. Just saying.
Gotta love that LA weather, boy.
Otani, the big... they're calling him the MV3, which is awesome.
Wow. That's brutal.
I know. Mookie... Shohei, Freddie, they were out on base 9 times yesterday.
Yes, is Mookie's Jordan 1 inspired cleat.
Huge sneakerhead. Shout out Mookie.
Yep, very cool pair, very Dodgery pair.
Mm-hmm.
One hit in his 2 at bats, but it was a homer, and
He also got a walk.
Yeah.
Also is switching to shortstop, which is. Insane.
That is really weird. I had not known about that.
You got to be some other type of player to just be able to
jump
switch.
Into shortstop.
It's yeah, like, hey, LeBron, you're playing shooting guard now, yeah, you know, or something like that. Like,
yeah,
it's you can't just do that. You have to be you got to be a star.
I hadn't heard about that. That's crazy.
So, shout out Mookie. Shout out the Dodgers season.
Cool socks too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I want, and it's Stance. Yeah, I want them.
Yeah, I just want to shout these out. MLB, the MLB season is here. Happy opening weekend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it should be fun. Baseball season is always fun.
Another sport is starting its season, so good for
yes.
us sports fans out there.
Go sports. We love them. But that's it for us here on the Sneakers and Statters.
Yes.
Forever. This is it.
Only about 10 games left. For the majority of the NBA teams out there,
yes,
playoffs are among us. Coming soon. Embiid will be coming back soon, is what I heard. Early April.
Yes, he should hopefully be back. They're going to need him because they're going to be fighting their way back.
Yeah.
They're going to have to play a really good team that they probably did not think they were going to play in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Kat is approaching his 4-week reevaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll be back for playoffs.
I also thought someone brought up, Zach Lowe brought up a good point. What if because the Sixers are falling in the standings. What if they fell in the standings enough when, and Embiid comes back, and then we see a Celtics Sixers first round playoff? Insane.
That would be bad news for the Sixers. They've already proven the Celtics have that they can beat this team. So, very exciting time of year. I love playoffs, and I love the playoff push too. Because especially, it feels like my entire life, the Western Conference has just been a bloodbath, and this year is no different.
This is no different.
So, and the play-in tournament just makes it even crazier.
Yeah,
because a historically good team is going to go home in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
So,
remember, crazy. Remember that graphic I sent you where every team in the West won 50 games? And the Warriors, who won 49 games, did not make it.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's nuts. The West is... Yeah.
It's
the West
still
is
like that.
On another level.
It's
yeah.
still like that.
But until next week, Sneaks and Statters.
Mm-hmm. Be ready. Easter and April Fools.
And we're not joking.
Are we?
April Fools. Gotcha.
But thank you guys for watching again. We'll see you next week.
What is up to all of the player haters out there? Welcome to the Sneets and... Sneets.
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 Takes
two. Stacks.
Sneets.
And
where did that even come from?
I don't